This is the Podcast Help Desk with Mike Dell. Is this thing on?
And hello. And as you probably heard in the pre-roll there, I am going to be participating in the National Podcast Post Month starting on November 1st and have a few topics to talk about. In fact, I have 30 of them already mapped out. So this year I'm going to do it. And at the beginning of that, I'm going to talk about the history of Podcast Help Desk, you know, why I started it, you know, what's been going on with it over the years, all that good stuff. But I wanted to talk a little bit today about what is Podcast Post Month, or NAPOD POMO, National Podcast Post Month. And I'm going to go to napodpomo.org here, and I'll read what Jennifer has to say about it. She's the one that kind of started it back 13 years ago, and she's got a video right there on the front page, what it is and all that, but starts on November 1st, 2020 for the 13th year in a row. In 2007, 50 podcasters participated in the first ever National Podcast Post Month. And it's, you know, similar to the National Novel Writing Month, or NaMoWriMo or something like that. But the difference, instead of writing 50,000 words of a novel, you podcast every day, 30 days from November 1st through the 30th. And you can do it in many different ways. Over the years, I've attempted it 4 or 5 times and only succeeded once. I think a couple of years ago, I did it on Mike Dell's World. And it was kind of hard because I didn't plan it. I just, you know, okay, every day I'm going to turn on the mic and do a show. Well, this year I'm planning it out and I'm going to put it on Podcast Help Desk here. And it's going to be some opinions, some technical stuff, some podcast-related stuff, no news. I think I'm going to leave the news to the other show that I do, which is the Podcast Insider over at podcastinsider.com, and that one comes out every single week on Thursday, and that is the most consistent show I've ever done. Been at that now a good couple of years without missing a show. But what's nice about it is I have the team at Blueberry behind me on that one. So Todd Cochran is my normal co-host, and then Mackenzie is also a co-host and producer, and then I have some other guest co-hosts, and sometimes they take the show and I'm not there, but the show goes on, which is cool. Something I've not been good at in Podcast Help Desk, as you know, if you've been subscribed for any length of time. So this year, we're going to do 30 podcasts, 30 days, start November 1st, and I think it'll be fun, I think it'll be informative, and it'll get me back into the groove of doing what I do. You know, it's been a crazy year, as you all know, you know, depending on, you know, your situation, I'm sure, but pretty much worldwide, it's been crazy this whole year, you know, one thing or another. So let's hopefully make November. Obviously, November's also going to have some crazy stuff due to what's happening on November 3rd. And God knows how long that's going to last. But let's be diverted. Let's do something else. So go over to napodpomo.org. And there'll be a list of shows over there. I think there's even a feed you can get that has everybody's podcasts that they're going to be doing during this month. But if you're already subscribed to Podcast Help Desk, and you know, then just stay subscribed to that because you'll get every episode as I put them out. Actually, I'm going to record a few days ahead, so that way if I have a day or I don't feel like doing anything, hopefully there'll be an episode there. That's the key to this. You know, daily shows are a total pain. I've attempted several of them and, you know, to various successes and failures. But, and I don't intend on making Podcast Help Desk a daily show, but at least for the month of November of 2020, it'll be a daily show. And then after that, I have some special stuff that I'm going to tell you about. But we're going to leave that for the show on the 30th and all that. So anyway, stay tuned. Stay subscribed. Hopefully you'll learn something. I'll learn something. If you have some comments, be sure to shoot me an email. It's mike@mikedell.com. That's the easiest one to remember. I think podcasthelpdesk@gmail.com also works, but just mike@mikedell.com. That's where it all goes anyway. So that's probably the best. And if I reply, that's where I'll be replying from. So if you have comments, suggestions, whatever, don't be too mean. There's enough of that in the world today. So, but if you've got some criticisms, that's fine. I take them well and might even make an episode out of it. You never know. All right, catch me later.